Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Where they are with Odell Beckham. Teams have absolutely called.
The worst thing the Giants did was give Beckham that contract. That ended that because you can't get rid of him.
Odell Beckham traded from the New York Giants to the Cleveland Browns.
Someone's calling.
Am I taking it or not?
You do what you want to do.
Hold on a second. I got to take this.
Hello?
Turn his mic off. Mic off.
This thing on.
Mic off.
Not a hot mic.
Le'Veon Bell, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right. Hold on.
This is compelling.
Le'Veon Bell. 4 years, $52.5 million with the Jets.
Right now.
Something's going on here with Le'Veon Bell.
The Jets have levied a deadline.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, that's it. Tampering period is over.
Everything we are now official.
Can be official. Just on Twitter, I just look up and I see the Ravens. It's official. We've traded Joe Flacco to the Broncos in exchange for a fourth-round pick.
I saw the same thing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nick Foles, it's official. He agreed to terms.
Yeah,
it's no longer the legal tampering period, which is
there.
Really just negotiation.
So I feel bad if you're a free agent and you haven't signed yet. Something's wrong with you.
Oh, I think we should say Happy New Year.
Is that what it is?
Happy New Year.
The new year
begins now.
All right, so let's update where your New England Patriots stand. So the McCourty twins, they're back together again. Jason McCourty, he's back. Two-year deal. Brandon Bolden. Right? Special team guy. Burns you in that Miami game. He's back.
That'll never happen again.
John Simon.
Signed.
Guy they got last year. I think he was cut by Indianapolis. No figures left on him, I don't believe, but he's back.
He's basically Ninkovich.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like Ninkovich or like Van Noy, like John Simon? And then somehow he'll turn into Ninkovich and we talk about how great he is setting the edge for them.
He is a total, like, that's your typical, I feel, you know, mid-season, late guy that played on a bunch of different teams. He was drafted, in the fifth round in 2013. Played for Baltimore, Houston, Indy. He's only 28 years old.
Yeah.
He just fit in perfectly. You never even heard of him, right? You never really paid attention to him. And next thing you know, he was always in the right place.
Yeah, he'll have four great years here. Other than that, guys, he lost Eric Rowe. He's down in Miami. Cordarrelle Patterson. Wow. He's going to be out in Chicago.
That's a lot of guys. A lot of guys get paid. I tell you what, you play for the Patriots, you get paid.
Trey Flowers, he's gone to Detroit. And Trent Brown, of course, he's out in Oakland.
Where's Bill?
Bill is in Barbados.
Barbados, still sitting on the beach,
hanging out,
his drinks.
Not giving a rat's ass what's going on. He's fine. He's chilling. Other big news, of course, Le'Veon Bell. He'll sign with the Jets. Odell Beckham, he was traded to Cleveland. There's a lot of moving pieces going on. No question, Cleveland is loading up.
Yeah, Cleveland's loading up. The favorite now to win the Super Bowl, right? They're going to win it all.
So they jumped to 7-1. Yeah.
Without playing it down. So fine. I agree with you. We also have, I just guess we have a new segment that we're trying out because that's kind of what it's turning into.
Yeah, that's right. We want our people on Twitter to call because we're going to do it at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, we're going to do it at 4:30.
Right. So there was a couple subjects that we wanted to hit and you know, Fordway's out. So we figured, you know what?
We'll take control
take control. And Christian apparently wants to talk about time travel. He saw something interesting on the Google machine where, and he asked the question, if you had a choice, if you could go forward or backward, what would it be?
Question was that I saw on Twitter said, if you only had the option to travel forward in time only once, which of the following would you choose, right? It said you can go 100 years, 500 to 1,000 years. So I was like, well, forget about that. If you had a time machine, would you choose to go forward in time or back in time?
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is the conversation that needs to be had.
I like it.
And you want to talk about the bullpen.
It's not as good as mine, but I think this, some discussions on the bullpen.
See, he doesn't even have any music for you,
Lou.
He doesn't have any music for you. He's playing Back to the Future.
Yeah, this organization.
He's playing Huey Lewis in the news because nobody wants to talk about the bullpen.
So we're doing it at 4:30. Like, is our poll...
Oh, please stop it.
Is our poll closed in, like, say, like 4:15?
Guys?
Yeah, we'll put the kibosh on.
Right. When? We got like 10 minutes.
So go to OMF on WEEI and you can vote there. Looks like Christians might win this thing. We might be talking time travel. Yeah?
I don't know.
I guess so.
This is funny, though, when you think about the way all these teams are handling I had a big lead on you. You made a comeback.
Seriously?
Yeah, 59-41%. Guys, come on. Time travel. Back or forward. What are you doing here? Come on.
That's what it was. That's what it's been forever.
It was like 68 or something like that.
That's what it's been forever.
All these teams, it's so weird what the NFL does. They have this legal tampering period, and the next thing
everything
you know,
gets done.
Now it's official. Okay, now it's the new year. Why don't they just call it just a negotiation period?
I mean, who do you have right now? You'd say Golden Tate, right?
Yeah.
Dominic and Sue.
Yeah.
Justin Houston.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought he got traded. No? No,
D4 did.
Oh, D4. D4 got traded. Yeah, Justin Houston got cut.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some guys out there right now, and I guess, you know, free agency is still starting. Of course, you got a couple guys here in Dorsett and Hogan, but yeah, I'm not going to make any waves if you bring those guys back. But I love how on Twitter right now, everyone's making it official. Yeah. Nick Foles, believe it, Duval tweeted
Earl
out.
Thomas.
Yeah, Broncos, we've got Flacco. The Bills, Frank Gore.
Cleveland Browns, we got them. Welcome to Cleveland @OBJ! Honestly, if you just go through your Twitter timeline and look at every team, you probably follow the same guys that I follow. Joe Flacco, welcome to Broncos country. Really? Are we really that excited about that one? Then how long ago did that happen?
How about this one, though? A few minutes ago. Saints deal with Bridgewater is not done yet. And Miami's making a late push to acquire him. Huh.
So Miami was... Well, they're making another push to reacquire him.
Yeah, it's not official
because
yet.
They tried to. He decided, no, I'm going to stay. Well, maybe this was a negotiation ploy.
Or be a backup. Kind of,
yeah, he's just going to stay in New Orleans and be Drew Brees' backup.
I like it.
All right, so I know we got a lot of stuff to do. We're going to get back to it. We'll rehash some of these things. But one of the things that I was looking at, and I know you know who James Dolan is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So James Dolan ends up kicking a fan out. Ends up kicking a fan out of the arena because a fan was yelling at him to sell the team.
Yeah.
Wasn't even anything like what happened with Russell Westbrook. This wasn't a fan basically berating the player. This was just a fan. And do you have the sound? Because the sound was really, there's really nothing to it.
Sell the team! Anything I can sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Ooh.
Man, that's ruined.
It's an opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching him on TV.
Him. Black. Bring him. Yeah. Him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
So he grabs one of his bouncers, and one of his bouncers goes and throws this guy out.
Hold him for Kevin.
Hold him for Kevin. Is that what he's saying? Hold him for Kevin. Like, Kevin's his big meathead. Kevin's that's going to like rough him
that's
up.
That's the guy. Get
that's
rid
the
of
muscle.
Him. Yeah.
That little skinny guy over there. It's got the glasses on. It couldn't hurt a fly. That's the threat to the system. That's the threat to our organization.
Yeah.
So he goes on the Michael Kay Show.
It makes it worse.
Oh, man. Did he ever make it worse? And you understand, like, some rich people, you know, if they're not trying to get their kids into college illegally, trying to bribe people, you know, cheat the system.
Yep.
I realize how insecure and how just nervous they are about how everyone's out to get them. So James Dolan... goes on the Michael Kay Show, and he basically blames or accuses Danny Ainge and Bill Simmons of, I guess, what would you call this? Colluding? Colluding to get to secure Kyrie Irving? Is that basically the gist of it?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
We're not selling the team.
Bill Simmons came out and said that.
So Bill Simmons, right. What was his source?
Well, he didn't say. He said he had sources in the NBA.
Yeah, in the NBA, mm-hmm. Right. You know, there are teams that do not want us to get free agents. Some in particular, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's very close friends with the GM of one team. Mm. What they're doing is they're trying to destabilize what we have because they know that we're favored. They know that the free agents want to come to us. They don't want to be, you know, on the back end of that, right?
Let me put the pieces. That he's friends with Danny Ainge and Kyrie Irving plays for the Celtics. I wonder if that's it.
Is that I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Don't speculate.
Okay,
it doesn't really matter.
He honestly believes that for some reason. First of all, who would want to play for that guy?
Well,
okay, because you play Madison Square Garden and you're the Knicks.
He is a mess.
And you haven't won diddly.
I think
you talk
to any Knicks fan, they want to get rid of this guy. Right?
That's the guy. The fans need to revolt and kick him out.
Deal with the building, sell the team. Whatever.
Bring up some racist accusation.
Something.
To get rid of him. Because he's your biggest problem.
So he's accusing Danny Ainge talking to Bill Simmons and trying to create this scenario in which it's a mess over there.
Yeah.
And Kyrie, by the way, it's a mess over there. I mean, look, they don't know what's going on. You don't want that's not a stable situation. You don't want to go there. He said she just came out and just accused Danny of doing that, right? For the most part. But he wasn't he? Yeah, what was he talking about? The fan. I think he.
No, so this is the other part. So, because if you're looking at any player that looks at joining that team and you want a stable environment, so he kicks the fan out and then he gets all nervous because he thinks that the fan is basically stalking him and just setting him up.
Until we found out about the whole setup, right? What I was thinking is that we'd invite him back to the next game and take
sit down with him,
or take him back and have him meet the team and see what was going on, get him a sense of, you know, hey, look, you know what, this team is, you know, we're doing very well. You know, you're reading too much of the daily news now, right? That it's clear that this whole thing was planned, right, et cetera. I mean, I can't see letting him back in.
What do you mean it was planned?
How was it planned? One guy's opinion?
So he thinks that this fan is stalking him and setting him up on purpose. And since he's setting him up, well, it's different than a fan yelling at a player. I mean, this guy's doing it on purpose. Isn't the fan that was yelling at Westbrook doing it on purpose? Wasn't he trying to set him up? Wasn't he trying to goad him into getting a rise out of him and get him pissed off so he can embarrass him?
You're going to have a fan base putting even more pressure on. You know, because I remember we were talking to our boy John Jastrzemski from The Fan the other night. Saying the next, I guess he was saying on his own show out there at The Fan in New York, that the Knicks fans, they should just start chanting it a tip-off. Sell the team.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Kick everybody out? Not anybody else in?
But that would be a setup. You shouldn't be able to do that. They're going to kick everybody out? Because he thinks, it's crazy the way this guy, how delusional this guy is. So he thinks because he's stalking him that he should be kicked out.
By the way, you can see they start out about two sections over, and you can kind of watch them follow your path.
Right.
And I mean, then
they were stalking me. Right.
Right.
You can't do that in Madison Square Garden. Right. You are not allowed to stalk the owner and then confront him like
right.
that.
Well, right. Well, if there's a perception.
Okay, so you use stalking, which gives a bad. Leaves a bad taste.
You are not allowed to stalk the owner.
Yeah, you're not allowed to stalk the owner, but are you allowed to follow the owner? If I said that, hey, you're not allowed to follow the owner, but if I change it to stalking, it looks like it's something bad. It looks like it's mischievous. It's like you're out to harm him and hurt this guy. This guy's out of his freaking mind. He literally thinks that the world revolves around him and his inability to create a team. So Kyrie Irving wants to go there, so he's already building in an excuse how he will not be able to sign these guys because Bill Simmons is out to get him. Bill Simmons is friends with Danny Ainge, and they're all colluding to make sure Kyrie Irving stays in Boston.
So, no, you can't do that in Madison Square Garden.
So you just see what's going on here with James Dolan in the last week. People go back and say, look what he's done since he's owned the team. And he thinks that Danny Ainge has to just send out false rumors to Bill Simmons to pass along? Does it look like a stable environment? Is he lying when he sits there and says, you know what, that place is insane. You know, Dolan, I don't know how long he's going to hold on to that team. That's an unstable environment. You know, Kyrie would never want to go there. Does he need to throw that out there? Is he lying?
They're in a city called New York.
This guy's a mess.
That team is
a mess.
He actually thinks people are going to, Boston used to get a bad rap. Teams not wanting to play in Boston for a bunch of various ignorant, false information, but it just wasn't true.
Right.
This guy, he's all up in your face. He's all. Didn't he get a fight with Oakley?
Yeah, Charles Oakley.
Throw Charles Oakley out of the building because he was critical of him. So the key is you can stay and watch the games as long as you're not critical of the owner.
You know, I don't speculate.
Okay, if you praise the owner. If you say that he's doing a good job, you could stay and you can watch the games. But if you follow him, if you confront him, if you stalk him, I don't know. What are you supposed to do? Just wave and say, act like I'm happy about everything?
Yeah. You are not allowed to stalk the owner.
I would like to make a statement that, yes, you are allowed to stalk the owner.
Listen, we're not in that situation here, luckily. I don't think with any of these teams. But you don't think if one team was an absolute dumpster fire, like the New York Knicks seem to be right now, maybe all that changes. See what they do in the offseason. But you don't think people will be calling all the time for a guy to sell the team? Hell, we got some successful ones that they want out of here. Right? I mean, what do you expect? They're not happy with the direction of your team. They're not happy where it's going, where it's been. Yes, a lot of people want you out. So when they see you at the stadium, it's nice you're hanging out with the people. Then you better expect some people to voice their opinions that they don't like what's going on.
Say he doesn't have a good track record. So to assume that, what do you think it would look like here if the Crafts acted the way Dolan acted? Do you think he would be on the field waving to everybody, signing autographs?
Now, you got to meet the Crafts are 4-12 every single year.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just, you know, openly confronting and challenging anybody that said anything negatively about him. He keeps saying that when he's going to fix everything. Well, okay, well, how long should we wait? At what point in time should we actually look at the owner and say he's the one who's holding us back? Oh, it drives me crazy. This guy is a piece of work, and if this, you know, behavior existed here, we would be killing him.
Killing him.
And Michael Kay's kissing his ass. Michael Kay is sitting there saying, "Oh, look, they're following you." Like, he's adding to the narrative. He's just adding information. Oh, I can see it. You can see on the video. Oh, they see you going down the tunnel. Oh, now they're following you. The guy who yells at him is so just not a threat. It's ridiculous.
No, I think him going on there with Michael Kay just shows that how much
insecure
of a dumpster fire that place is. You know, and I think you're gonna hear it more and more. What do you think's gonna happen when they miss out on every big time free agent, and they got to fill their roster, and they don't get Durant, and they don't get Kyrie Irving, or they don't get Kawhi Leonard, they don't get Klay Thompson or any other guys that's out there available this year? What do you think it's gonna be like then if he swings and misses this offseason? Then yeah, I mean, I don't know how. What do you expect? You expect your fans to be happy?
I don't think anybody wants to play for that guy.
No.
Not one guy. And if you were nervous about Kyrie leaving, I think this is evidence that he ain't going anywhere. He has a better chance going to L.A. or some other team. I would say Golden State has a better opportunity of landing Kyrie Irving than the Knicks do.
All right, listen, Patriots, free agency, it's open. It's 20 minutes into it. Pretty much everything is already done.
It's officially official.
It's officially official with everything. I guess the trade for Michael Bennett, that would be official. But still, do the Patriots have some more moves to make? I saw Eric Berry got released with the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of people expected that.
It's funny. So they ended up signing. So they released Eric Berry because they signed Earl Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny the way people think. They go, "Oh, that's going to be the best, you know, safety tandem the NFL has ever seen." And if I remember, Laurie Malloy was here, and then they had ended up signing Rodney Harrison. And I remember people saying the same thing about that duo. Well, obviously, Laurie Malloy was released, and then it was only Rodney Harrison. That's just the way it is. It's the way it goes.
All right, real quick, I want to get this sound here, because this was Ian Rappaport short time ago on the NFL Network. A little bit of information on Rob Gronkowski and where the Patriots sit with this tight end position.
Hey, you guys are talking about Jared Cook, obviously the top pass-catching tight end available right now. The Patriots are an interesting name to mention. I know they've been kind of in the tight end market a little bit over the course of the past couple days. You start to wonder, what does this mean for Rob Gronkowski? And I know Willie kind of made some eyes pop when he talked about Gronk's future earlier in the week. Here is my understanding. Agent Drew Rosenhaus has said there's been no decision that Rob Gronkowski has made. He's talked to him recently. He has not made a firm decision on whether or not he wants to come back. My understanding is when you talk to people close to him, they think there is a better chance that he comes back again than he doesn't. And I do believe that the Patriots are at least tentatively planning as if they will have Gronk for the 2019 season. Obviously, a big question still needs to be answered, but that is which way it's trending.
Tentatively planned.
Tentatively.
Okay.
So they're in the tight end market, which I don't think any of us are surprised. They should be, correct?
Even if he came out and said, "I'm coming back no matter what, that's all that matters, I will be here," they would draft a tight end. They should have. I thought they were going to draft a tight end last year, but they are drafting a tight end, not in the first round, second, third. That's where they're going to get their guy.
Well, I'm just saying this. You know, involved in the tight end market the last couple days. That's how we started, talking about Jared Cook. You know, I don't know if they're kicking the tires on Jared Cook. Who else is out there? Austin Seferian Jenkins is another one. Fells is another one. More of a Dwayne Allen type replacement.
Eifert, I think, is available.
Eifert, injury prone, maybe high ceiling, but he's always never in the field. But that shouldn't surprise you if you're a Patriots fan. I don't think you should read too much into it as the future of Rob Gronkowski that they're looking around for another tight end. They lost Dwayne Allen. So you would think, okay, they want another tight end, and maybe they would even draft another one. And so I think they're a tight end short anyways.
Yeah, the Willie. I think the Willie thing is what's really throwing everybody off, because hearing from Rosenhaus, I don't believe you. You're trying to direct and mold the narrative and Willie, you feel like he's like, why would he have such a random odd take on this? This is what he believes. He just figured, if I was Gronk, this is what I would do.
I think Gronk's going to take a break for.
So he's going to Willie thinks he's going to take a break for a while. He also says that he never didn't talk to Gronk, but if you kind of connect the dots, you say, okay, well, Willie's connected to Alex. Alex works on Rob. Rob talks to Alex. Alex talks back to Willie. And Willie goes on NFL Network and says, this is what I believe.
Christian, you know.
Yeah, right?
That's an odd scenario. I don't see how that plays out.
I don't know how it would even work. You would have to retire.
If anybody else says that, we make fun of him, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, we make fun of him. Because it's so ridiculous that Rob Gronkowski is going to take a break and then decide to come back in November. It's like the Patriots are going to just sit back and say, "We'll hold your spot. Yeah. We're not going to get another tight end."
That makes no sense.
We're not going to go
out crazy over here.
If they lose Gronk, they're going to go out and sign a tight end, whether it's Jared Cook, maybe sign Darren Fell still, and then still draft a tight end. Right? They're going to sit there and say, "We don't have Gronk anymore. Let's move on." They're not going to just have a spot open and just try to get by the first 8 weeks knowing Gronk's coming back week 9,
and the other
week
thing
10.
Is, like, you need some insurance with Gronk because he's probably not going to make it through the year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you go and you draft a rookie. First of all, that rookie is not going to sit there and play in every game. And if he does, what are the odds of him actually being consistent for 16 regular season games? So the first thing they're going to do, they're going to get a veteran tight end, a free agent tight end. Who knows what the hell who he's going to be. I think it's going to be Darren Fells. But you're going to pair that with another young guy that you draft.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the way they're going to do it.
Yeah. All right, listen, we'll take a break here. No Ordway from OMF. We'll give you those results. So maybe we'll just hold on to it because I think we're going to do it right around that 45 time. Okay. We still got one more segment.
Oh, so we're changing the time because you think you can make a comeback.
Yeah, one more segment. But the polls are officially closed. We're
just not going to give you
the results for a little bit. Okay. So we continue to talk Pats free agency. There's still some guys out there that you might be interested in, Golden Tate being one of them. We'll do that and more here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back to OMF. Ordway is not here today.
Tough guy Ordway.
Tough guy that was giving me all sorts of trash for being out, and that he's more committed, and that he comes in injured, and he works, and
watch
I don't.
Out, baby, when they tell me you got to be in there in the sixth inning, Lou.
Couldn't make it today.
Yeah, he can't handle the sixth inning.
Couldn't
you know
make
what,
it
You know
today.
What he's doing in the sixth inning? He's on the bench,
yeah,
asking the coach, acting like he wants to get in, but really fearful because he's just afraid to fail. So Ordway gives you a hard time, gives you a lot of crap about not coming into work because he had the same surgery you had. And then he has a little tickle in his throat,
mm-hmm.
and he bails.
Bails.
Bails on the show.
He's the founder
of
the
So while Ordway was out, see, this happens a lot. Christian and I always bring up some topics, and we just never get to them. Ordway's like,
I want to force the issue.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
I get that. Hold on, excuse me.
More about Kyrie Irving or somebody else. Yeah, whatever it takes.
Anthony Davis is going to be a Celtic.
We decided that
there was... What about the ball movement?
A couple of things that we wanted to talk about today. One of the things I wanted to talk about, because I haven't in a few weeks, was just the Red Sox spring training. Just a few thoughts. Christian found a story that he wanted to talk about, a time travel machine that he thought was interesting and made him think, if you had one choice, if you could go forward or backward
in time,
what would it be? Which one? So we did this poll on OMF and WEEI, and unfortunately, you people suck, because it was 59% in favor of Christian, or 41% me. So we're going to talk time travel here.
Yes, you are. You're going to give your answer, and you're going to tell me why.
At about 4:45.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Here's the thing. I didn't even tell you this. I told Ryan and Tyler. I said I wasn't talking bullpen regardless.
That's fine.
I was going to pout the entire time. So I want to see. You're the bigger man. I can honestly say you... You know what? You're a man of your word. I'm a sore loser.
What makes you think I'm going to speak?
This is a conversation. This is part of this deal. I'm going to pose the question. You got to give an answer.
All right, I'll just go and I'll spout out all my nuggets out there tonight.
So I'm
going to
ask you the time travel question. You're going to give me stupid bullpen questions.
This is what we should do from now on. I'm an NBC tonight, Ryan, okay?
Yeah.
So just run on it. And maybe we'll play sound of me talking about the Red Sox.
That's probably better.
So that's where I play.
You take a nice little 5-minute break here.
Because this being one of the most the craziest days, what you need to do on Comcast is talk about how the NFL does it right and how baseball sucks at it.
I would agree with that.
What's happening right now is awesome.
How is it now? Who doesn't enjoy this?
It's name after name, unofficial. I love it how at 4 o'clock all these deals became official. Everyone can actually, maybe Trey Flowers can get that big check that we were talking about yesterday. He can get the big giant Happy Gilmore check.
But I'm just
guaranteed money.
Yeah, so free agency opened up at 4 o'clock. New year starts. And I'm just looking at like the best remaining free agents.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Patriot fans, if you're any interested in any of these guys. Blake Bortles, Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback. Running back, Coleman, Ajayi. Adrian Peterson.
I skip over the running backs. Why even look at the running backs?
Yeah, I know. AP signed back with Washington, a 2-year deal. Golden Tate, Dez Bryant, Randall Cobb, and kid Chris Conley in Kansas City. Jared Cook, Tyler Eifert.
Why do you keep skipping over my guys?
Well, I'm looking at this list that somebody put out there.
I got the best ones that are there. What do you mean?
No, not that list. Somebody tweeted it.
Oh, screw that guy.
We're going to put Darren Fells as one of the best tight ends out there just because he blocks? You ripped Dwayne Allen forever.
I did not support Dwayne Allen. I supported Dwayne Allen.
And you want to bring in a guy that had 117 yards receiving.
I supported Dwayne Allen. I thought he was underutilized. They never used him.
What did you just sign another tackle? What the hell do you want another blocking tight end for?
He's a Dolphin now. The issue is that they're going to sign Darren Fells. They're not going to sign Jared Cook. They're not going to sign Tyler Eifert. They're not going to sign Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Why not?
Because Darren Fells
blocks.
Yes, older guy, somewhat older guy. They need a blocking tight end. That is what they need. Because even if they draft a guy, that guy is not going to be a quote-unquote blocking tight end.
He's a blocker.
He will be a move tight end. He will be occasional backside blocking tight end where he just cuts off the defensive end. Because they're going to have Darren Fells. They're going to need him to block and set the edge at the point of attack.
Maybe they look at a tight end like the fifth round as the best blocking tight end in football to replace Dwayne Allen. He doesn't really catch the ball very well, but then again, we don't need one.
Dwayne Allen came out of the league, Mackey Award winner. I don't know what the hell happened from him leaving Indianapolis and becoming a Patriot, but somehow, some way, he forgot how to catch. Completely forgot how to catch.
All right, so earlier today we were talking about a little bit of everything. Rob Gronkowski was one subject because Willie McGinnis put a scenario together talking about how Rob Gronkowski could take a long break and then rejoin the team, basically retiring and then deciding to unretire at some point during the year, which is a scenario that Chris and I are trying to figure out how it works.
But, it doesn't. How about that?
Joey in Worcester right now wants to talk about how he thinks it can work. Joey?
Does. How we doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Yeah, no, I mean, I've been saying this for years. You know, I don't know why, you know, you don't just hold out Gronk until the postseason, pretty much, you know? You don't need him for the year, get to the playoffs, and then you have Gronk at the end of the year, you know? So, Lou, I mean, I respect you and all, but I don't know why you're all bent out of shape looking at Willie like he's got 10 heads over this, you know? I mean,
Joe, you're creating a different...
The guy's injury prone.
You're creating a different scenario than what Willie's saying, okay?
Okay, yeah, but I'm just saying, I always say, let him come back to the postseason. So if he comes back November, whatever. The point is, the later he comes back, the better, because that's all that time that he's not going to be able to get hurt.
Okay, so he's going to sit out for 16, 17 weeks and come in game one of the postseason and just be Gronk.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, no problem. That's probably easy, right? After missing football for like six.
He knows what the hell he's doing, you know what I mean? I'll take that chance of him coming back being Gronk than getting hurt, because apparently he can't stay healthy during the regular season.
Joe, you're creating two different things. You say it's, I'm making fun of what Willie said, because I am. Okay, what he's saying is that he retires and moves on and then decides to come back. Like the Patriots aren't gonna move on.
Retire. Okay, my apologies. Maybe not retire, but let them know. I'm gonna take some time off.
No, we've already talked about this scenario, Joe. We've talked about it many times, and I think a lot of people agree with you. I know what you're saying, and thanks for the call. Right. But Rob Gronkowski, you come back. We got a bye week. We'll find out when the schedule comes up. Maybe it's week 8. You also have a bye week, week 4. You also have a bye week, week 12. So I'm gonna play you 2 or 3 games in a row, then you're gonna have a bye week. Then I'm gonna play you 2 or 3 games in a row. Then we got our real bye week.
So,
figure out a way. I mean, schedule a 12-game season for Rob Gronkowski. I mean, I can see that. I don't think they would do it, but I can see that.
It's like a mid-season call-up from AAA. I mean, this is not the way it works in football.
But what about the scenario of built-in bye weeks?
No, that's more realistic.
That's fine.
Okay, so, we know you don't want to get banged up, Gronk. We know we're sensitive to your needs. We can't pay you what you're making right now. We're gonna have to renegotiate and fix this thing, because if you only play 12 games, Gronk, we can't pay you for a full year. So we'll take care of you. We'll make sure we rest you like a baseball player, and you'll only play 4 games in a row, and you'll always have a break after the 4th game.
Sure. The baseball player would then turn around and say, "Well, you rest for 6 days a week."
And oh, by the way, we're gonna pay you $300 million
every single day.
We're gonna pay you $300 million, baseball player. And then we're going to bitch and yell and talk about how obscene the amount of money these football players are making.
Wimpy,
because $300 million isn't anything, right? So what Bryce Harper got compared to what Earl Thomas, Trey Flowers, you name it, Nick Foles, you name any of them, is peanuts.
Why don't you just bring
peanuts.
Up...
Peanuts.
Why do you not bring up
this
Steph Curry?
This is insane.
Curry? Why do you not bring up what Kyrie's going to make? Why do you not bring up what Durant's making? Why do you not bring up what LeBron's making?
I don't know what Curry... What does Curry make?
$200 million for 4 or 5 years. $40 million a year. Does anybody even mention it?
Nope. Nobody mentions it. Nobody talks about how obscene it is. Yet, all I hear is the crazy amount of money that all these NFL players are making. I don't see what the big deal is. Compared to other sports, it's not even comparable.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I mean, Rob Gronkowski, you heard Rappaport saying there's a lot of people that feel like he is going to come back. People close to him, he wants to play again. And then you hear this from Willie McGinnis, and you just sort of shake your head and say, how the hell does this thing play out?
I think Gronk's going to take a break for a while. I don't think he's going to...
Like a whole while?
I don't think he's initially going to start off and come back. I think he's going to figure it out. And this is just my own assessment. Later on, deep in the season, he could possibly come back and play.
I want to make sure I'm clear with what you're saying. You're saying that you don't expect Rob Gronkowski to go to camp?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to start off the season by being retired. And I think he's going to get the itch. I think he's going to be in great shape. And he's going to probably have that feeling that, hey, I want to come back.
See, this to me, what Willie's saying, this is not the Patriots on board. This is not a plan. This is not, hey, Gronk, you're back this year. We'll give you the Mark Bavaro treatment that someone mentioned before. Maybe camp. Don't even show up for camp. You know what? Don't even show up for the first month or two, and then come back in October. What he's saying is that he's basically going to retire, and then he's going to get the itch to play again. So this is all about Rob Gronkowski's plan, that he's going to just tell them, I'm not playing, and then miss the game because his body starts to feel better, and then ask them to come back in November. I don't know how the hell that plays out, because I don't think Bill Belichick would be on board. Bill Belichick would sit there and say, no, if you retire, we're moving on. I am going to sign Jared Cook. I am going to sign Darren Fells.
That's right.
I am going to draft a tight end. And maybe Hollister's still here, too, in the practice squad. I don't know. But we're not going to sit around and wait for you to try to change your mind and come back to us.
Here's the other thing. I'd put a Jet deadline on him. The same thing the Jets did to Le'Veon Bell, I would do this to Gronk. Listen, you're under contract. I know you're not contractually obligated to let us know. But I'm telling you, if I don't get a firm yes from you like last year, then we're just going to cut your ass. Because I'm not going to deal with it. And then maybe I'll go sign Jared Cook. You know, older guy, been in the league 11 years, been on a bunch of different teams. I'm going to go draft a guy to play tight end, and I'm going to let him learn under Jared Cook, who's 31, by the way.
Whoa.
So there's no long-term contract going on with Jared Cook.
So let me bring it back to Julian Edelman. So Rob Gronkowski is playing games. Rosenhaus says, you know, we don't know. It's not financial. If he comes back, it won't be just because of financial decisions. I'd say Rob Gronkowski is like, you know what? Plays hardball and doesn't come back.
Because they want him to take a pay cut.
If you're Julian Edelman with a $2 million contract, what do you do then? You're telling me you don't go to them and say, Gronk ain't coming back. And I tell you what, I ain't playing for no $2 million.
After the draft.
For $2 million.
You have to wait till they've already kind of made their decision, so they're left, you know, holding the, you know, with their pants down.
I want another year. Another 2 years. I want a $5 million signing bonus. I want to make seven this year. I want you to spread it out over the next couple years. Because I'm not coming back for two. Gronk ain't coming back. And I might not come back.
Well, when you think about what Danny Amendola is making.
4.25.
For 1 year.
Cordarrelle Patterson, 2 years, 10. There isn't a wide receiver in football that's worth anything that's going to sign for $2
million. Cordarrelle Patterson, he's not even a wide receiver. He's a gadget wide receiver. He's a screen guy. He's a fly sweep guy. He's a tailback, holy cow. That's what that guy is.
Mm.
I tell you what, if anyone has a case to be pissed off, irritated, and annoyed, it's Julian Edelman. Based on the amount of money he's making, but he's not going to do anything about it. The only thing he needs to do, if he wants to get it done, he can't play chicken with him. He can't play hardball. He'll lose. You know he'll lose. They'll say, all right, we'll figure it out.
They can't cover me.
All right, listen, no Ordway today, so we decided to let you guys make the call on what you want to talk about next.
You called it.
I'm not going to talk socks. Matter of fact, I'm going to right now make the decision
that
I'm not going to talk socks the rest of the year. Because you guys didn't vote me the winner.
No one's going to miss it.
You voted March. Christian Fourier the winner because of his time travel. So we're going to find out when we come back if Christian Fourier had a choice of time travel. Would he want to move forward or would he want to move backward?
You only get one choice.
We'll do that next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
You've got to come back with me.
Where? Back to the future.
Wait a minute, what are you doing, Doc?
I need fuel. Go ahead, quick, get in the car.
No. Look, Doc, I just got here. Okay, Jennifer's here. We're going to take the new truck for a spin.
Well, bring her along. This concerns her, too.
Wait a minute, Doc. What are you talking about? What happens to us in the future? What, do we become a**holes or something?
Oh, no. You and Jennifer both turn out fine. It's your kids, Marty. Something's got to be done about your kids.
Is that my intro?
I like it. I like the song. But
song's low. He's kind of bumming right now.
All right, so OMF.
Loose pouting.
No Ordway, so we decided to do this little thing, try to get you guys to decide what we want to talk. There's a couple things we want to talk about, and Christian won. So what inspired you to talk about
time
travel?
So I see this. Ryan gives me this this article, and the title of his astrophysicist asked Twitter how far into the future people are willing to travel.
You weren't following astrophysicists on Twitter already?
This is what I am doing, yes. I am researching a lot of things. You know, and it only talks about going forward. So my question to you, Lou Merloni, if you have a time machine and you can only pick one, you can't leapfrog all over time and go forward and go back and do this whole thing. You can either go forward or you can go back. Which direction are you choosing? Are you going into the future or are you going into the past?
I don't think I'd want to go to the future at this stage in my life.
Why?
Meaning like 10.
You don't want to see if there's flying cars?
15 years from now. No, because I'm afraid that if I went to the future 10 years from now, 15 years from now, I'm afraid of, you know, what might be there.
What aliens?
No, I'm just saying. Maybe you think if I find out that someone passed away, or I'm just like, what the hell happened, or just whatever.
What if you found out you you make a bet in the present and you go down and it pays off these big dividends in the future.
Well, that's a serious
future.
You can go
50 years in the future and like open up your bank account and it's like quadrupled.
See, that's why the betting man would want to go into past. I would want to go backwards. And I would want to maybe, you know, like you said, you can go back and sit there and say, all right, Pats are playing the Eagles. What do you think? I'm going to take the Eagles on the money line. And maybe what I would decide to do is I would just go back 3 or 4 months.
Oh, we should have bet on this.
And I would just sit there and I'd walk up down there at Jersey Street and I'd walk up to Dave Dombrowski's office and I'd say, Dave, Stephen Wright is going to get popped with PEDs.
Okay, so this is, hold on.
You need to do something with this bullpen. Because you can't just
Nobody's going back to analytics. You lost
to figure everything out.
See, here's the problem. See,
he's talking baseball.
Sneaky Pete over here. This is not baseball. This is not. Who's going to take a time machine and go back 3 months because they want to yell at some GM?
Well, I'm just saying.
Is that what it is?
No, but I would want to go back. I would want to go back to time. Yeah, I would.
See, there's
my rookie year.
And wait. Do you go back to talk to yourself in the rookie year to see yourself? Would you give yourself any advice?
What kind of advice would you tell 20-year-old Lou? My last year or second to last year, whatever it is, like in AAA. And maybe I would do steroids. And if that's the case, maybe I would have signed like a 5-year, $60 million
deal.
You'd
be that guy? See, I don't think you have it in you.
Maybe I wouldn't be sitting here with you if that was the case.
I would want to go back in time.
I don't need to go forward.
There's a lot of benefits. Aren't you curious to know what it's going to be like 100 years from now? So, flying cars, smog is gone, who the president
is. Meet my great-great-great-grandchild?
Yeah, see some of your kids. See if your legacy is held up at all. See if they're still talking about you, about Framingham Lou.
Turn on EEI and they're like, I don't know if you guys remember.
1,000 years.
Angry Lou back in the early 2000s or late 2000s.
Even if you want 1,000 years, even if the world even 15. Doesn't exist. That's the thing. The world might not even exist. Here's the thing. I know what I would see. I would pick the past, and I wouldn't even go back that far. I would go back to when my dad was in high school. I would want to know, because my dad tells all these stories, and I'd actually want to see it for myself.
Let's go back to 1955.
You know, or I'd want to like watch him play basketball. So you know what? I'm going to join this team. I'm going to kick his ass. I'm going to sit there and stuff him. You know, even at my age, I want some sort of information like that. I want to see like my parents when they were younger. I want to see like my aunts and my uncles.
So you wouldn't want to go forward either?
No. If I had the choice, I'd go back.
Yeah, what if you go forward 10 to 15 years from now and you're like, where am I? They're like, sorry, you passed away in 2000. You know, you're dead. What do you mean, where am I dead?
Yeah, how did I die?
My kid's all strung up. He's homeless because he didn't get over his father's death.
You'd have to go far enough where...
I know it's getting kind of bad here right now, but I'm just saying, maybe things are good. I don't know. Maybe I'm still alive and I have grandchildren everywhere.
You'd have to go far enough from the future where your kids aren't alive. So there's no emotional connection to the people who are alive. You just meet them for the first time.
Yeah.
It's like Hank Marloney or whoever it is, right? It's Mason's great-grandchild.
Yeah.
That's how far you'd have to go. And then, therefore, you'd be like, huh, all right, he still looks like me. You know, and then he's even bow-legged.
Jeans are strong.
The Marloney jeans are strong.
He's got a goatee.
I don't know about the future. I think I'd pick the past.
I'd want the past.
Somebody asked Rob Gronkowski one time, said, if you had a superpower, what would it be? You know what he said?
Be invisible?
No. He said he'd want to have a time machine so he can... Or no, yeah, yeah, no, not a time machine. Was it a time machine?
It was a time machine. Which is not a superpower.
Yeah, which is not a superpower, so he could kind of leapfrog, you know, to Miami for a party or go back. Which is not a superpower.
You can go, but you got to go back, right? You can win every bet in a book.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that would be part of the deal.
Why not? Powerball. Lottery.
Yeah, I guess so. Because that would be the most advantageous, right? Because when you return to the future, to present day.
No. There's no return. It's one way. One way trip.
Oh, you're adding to it? It's a one way trip?
Your rule. It's a one way trip.
No, I said if you could go back in time, if you have a time machine, like would you week? Like to see what goes on in the future, or would you rather see what went on in the past? That was my question. What's more interesting to you? The future, 1,000 years into the future, or 200 years?
But you would still pick the past.
Yeah, I would still pick the past. I want to go back in time. I don't know what it is about the future, but it's like, I'm not really interested. I kind of want it to be a surprise. That's what the deal is. I don't want to go 1,000 years into the future and realize, like you said, you know, that I died a horrible death. My kids and my grandkids are all over the place. See, the world now, doesn't exist. Maybe now, we've been completely taken over by an alien race or something like that.
Honestly, now they should have like a Back to the Future. They should come out with one right now. They should. When you think about it, you go back 5 years from now. You know, you could sit there and you know, it's going back 10 to 15 years from now and be like, man, I tell you what, that guy Kevin Spacey, he's got some great movies. And Donald Trump, what an idiot this guy is, huh? Billionaire, you know him? You know those Trump Towers?
Yeah.
You can go back and just,
a baron's going to somehow be a senator or something like that. No, no, no. And how far would you go?
Sitting at a Michael Jackson concert going, I love this guy.
You know, I don't say like, you know, 1,000 years would be too much.
Right?
You would have to go.
Think about how much he's changed in 10, 15 years. Arnold Schwarzenegger? You watching him back old school, lifting weights, and you're like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I don't see.
I wonder what he's going to be. What are he's going to do now in the future?
Change my mind, because I am kind of interested to see what would it look like 1,000 years from now. Would the world even be here? Like, would Earth even exist?
No.
If you open up the time machine,
it's just nothing.
Would you be just be space?
You just step and you just fall. You for the fall rest
and then
of time.
Then you can't get back in the time machine.
Yeah, okay,
it's a terrible idea.
I'm not big on this. I'm not big on this at all.
All right. Well, at least I know.
Stupid
I won't.
Topic.
I know everyone keeps texting. I want to go to
Ed.
Text me.
I want to go to Ed in the car real quick. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, good show today, guys.
What's up, Ed?
Particularly enjoying it because of who's not on.
Who's
Who would that be? We actually already forgot about him.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
regurgitated.
I listen to you guys every day on the way home, but I got to pick up my kids, and a lot of times they want to listen to music instead of sports radio.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's like, had enough of Ordway already, so I...
But you know what? Yeah. I need to get relief.
Yeah. We all
now
need
we
a break.
Glenn.
We all need a break.
But not today. Today, listening to you guys all the way home.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Ed. All right. Listen, I think Ordway, hopefully, I don't know, hopefully be back. Hopefully he can just gut it out, right? He's committed. Unlike me, hopefully he can gut it out.
Tough guy, Ordway will be here tomorrow.
Little voice. He doesn't have his voice. We'll figure that out.
Regurgitated.
All right, as you know by now, Ordway's not here. It is the MFers. We'll come back here at the top of the hour, reset everything in the NFL, all the big moves that were made. Not really many by your team, but others that might affect your team. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown. We'll discuss that next as OMF continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.